Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
We're on the second issue of this Crisis on Infinite Earths Maxi series. Maxi pads.
Sponsored by... Oh,
wait. No. if you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last episode. And again...
And then leading up to this was the Flash issues, which...
Look,
to streamline this, Flash gets popped into the future.
We'll go with that.
Anyways,
there's other things leading into it, yeah. And that was in the first episode that came out two episodes ago. So I talked about that there.
So we go to the Dawn of Man, and we've got Anthro.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Caveman
looking.
Caveman.
Except he's not a caveman, because he's definitely not a Neanderthal, because, you know, look at his...
I know.
Anyways, he's trying to lead...
the long noses.
Snake noses, or serpent noses.
Serpent noses,
he's trying to lead a bunch of mammoths away from his people who are literally just standing in front of them dude, what are we going to do?
I love that his dad, Anthro's dad, is like, oh, your husband, talking to Embra.
I thought it was his mom.
No, it's dad.
Oh, my bad.
No, it's his dad. Like, your husband's going to fail us, and we're all going to die. And Embra's like, that's your son.
Yeah.
The fuck, idiot. Ultimately, what happens, though, he does save his people.
Yeah, and then he gets his face smashed in by a...
a tree trunk.
By a tree branch, because he's not paying attention. And when he sets up, he sees this futuristic city.
Yep.
And, like, this is not, like, our futuristic. This is, like, beyond us futuristic, like, you know, 30th century-ish.
Yep.
Actually, I guess it would be
30th century. It is 30th century.
Yeah.
As
he sits up, he's like, everybody, look, see what I see. And then they're like, there's nothing there, dude.
Yep.
And he's like, well, fuck, there isn't. Maybe I hit my head harder than I thought. But all the, mammoths are gone.
Yep. And they just straight up disappeared. You know where they went to?
Yeah.
The 30th century.
Damn, I'm good.
Yeah, look at that. And we see the Legion of Superheroes. They're out searching for Dawnstar. Because she just up and vanished.
We know what happened to her.
Yep. And then all of these mammoths come barreling through the city.
Okay, so when I first saw Brainiac 5 here,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck was Beast Boy doing there? And I'm like, wait, wrong hair color. That's Brainiac.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a lot of green.
Yeah, green skin.
A lot of people. Yeah.
It's because it makes you look alien.
It does. And he's got the lighter green, whereas Beast Boy's got the darker green.
With the green hair.
So you can... Definitely solid tell the difference.
Yeah.
As they're trying to corral these mammoths, they all just disappear in front of the Legion. So everybody is super confused. Everybody has no idea. No one has any idea what's going on.
And it's all really freaking confusing.
Mm-hmm. We do head back to Gotham City in the present, which is 1985 present.
Yeah.
And we've got the Joker killing people because that's what he does.
Yeah.
Batman comes in. And stops them.
Because that's what Batman do.
Mm-hmm. But while they are sitting there having... Well,
Joker jizzes on
bantering
Batman.
To, okay, whatever.
Look at it.
He is from his flower. It's different.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Joker queems all over him.
There we go. As they are there, like, just having whatever moment, we see the Flash. The Flash is standing in front of both... Joker and Batman.
And he looks like he is, like, withering away.
Yep, and behind him is this swirling red and
miasma
white...
of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, help me. Like, someone just help me.
The world is dying. And as he's, like, saying this, he's like, you know, the world is dying. You have to save us. And then he just, like, he literally disintegrates before his eyes. Before Batman's eyes.
Well, and Batman is like, the Flash, how is he here? He disappeared.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows, after the trial, he just up and vanished. Like, he just... Because he was working on a case as well.
Bleep, bloop, I'm out.
Basically. But yeah, you're right. As Batman is standing there trying to talk to Barry Allen, he starts disintegrating in front of him and just disappears. And it's very, it kind of threw Batman for a loop. Like, he had no idea what the hell was going on. Well,
at first he thought it was the Joker playing a trick on him.
Yeah, but then he starts saying, Barry starts saying something about Iris.
Yeah, and he's like, how would he know?
Mm-hmm. And of course, Joker got away because, well, hey, look, distraction. Bunk.
Because Batmobile lost the wheel and Joker got away.
Oh, Jesus. Hey. We are coming to that season. Well, no, that is that season right now.
Yeah, I guess when this is out, it will be that season.
I think it's a couple days before.
But anyways, so we pop over and we've got this, you know, a spread of all the heroes.
Yeah, basically everybody we said before.
And dude, I thought Simon was an old lady in this picture right here.
It doesn't look like it.
When I first saw it, I was like, who the fuck's the old chick? And then it showed the next picture of him. I'm like, oh, wait, that's just Simon.
Yeah, Simon being dumb.
But he's literally wearing a dress.
It's a robe.
And the little sissy music thingy. It's a harp, and that's a dress. Anyways.
Very nice. Thanks for the Emperor's New Groove.
Good movie.
Yep.
Movie. So you've got the Monitor and Harbinger, well, Lila, because she's the Harbinger right now, explaining all the deaths of the worlds and how they're going to go together and help. And little Simon here tries to attack the Monitor, and the Monitor's like, ha, bitch, please. And
Monitor has a plan to take... He's got these towers set up on a few different Earths that he's going to... I think it's actually just Earth 1, Earth 2, but at strategic points.
Yeah.
He's going to send the heroes there to defend it. One thing I will point out is that the Monitor is feeling weak because... Every planet that gets destroyed...
Your powers are weak, old man.
Every planet that gets destroyed starts to weaken him.
Every universe.
Yes, thank you.
Because
I want to touch on that later.
Yeah.
But
just keep that in mind, folks.
Remind me of that, okay?
Yep.
So, Harbinger basically grabs everybody.
And dude, I'd like to know how they decided how to split these fuckers up.
I think it was just the Monitor himself. Just like, all right, here's... Two good guys and one bad guy.
But see, that's not even, like, there's sometimes where it's like, here's three powerhouses, and then, hey, we're going to send you two, you know, dingleberries over here to this one. But anyways, so
she sends them away, and then we have a harbinger saying...
A little sad, you know.
Yeah, it's like, I'm on the road.
You raised me, you're like my father, but
I'm on the road to resist you him, and it's like, oh, who's him? Interesting.
Giggity, giggity.
The other.
Anyways, so then we go to Oa? Is that the name? Is that how that's...
Yeah, Oa.
Okay. Where, like, the Green Lantern core headquarters is?
Yep, the Guardians of the Universe.
There you go. Not to be confused with the Guardians of the Galaxy. That's a whole different comic book.
And a lot worse.
A lot worse, is that what you said?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know, because allegedly the current run is pretty damn good. I've never read it.
See,
we've talked about it. We're good.
Yep.
We're on Oa, and...
They get attacked.
Well, what we have here, I don't think it's ever actually...
to communicate.
What we have here is we don't ever actually get told what happens, but
I can assume it's...
Do you think it's him?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we don't see anything.
Yeah.
But what ends up happening is that they get stopped. They are imprisoned. Because they're immortals.
They get
I'm using immortals loosely here.
Yeah, they don't get necessarily imprisoned, but they literally get, like, frozen in time.
No, they get imprisoned, because when the Green Lanterns show up, they are, like, imprisoned. Yeah. So...
Anyways, so then
we have to say that, because later on when...
It'll make more sense.
Yeah.
Well, foreshadow. We go to Earth 1. We got Superman flying around. He meets Batman at the Daily Planet. I almost called it the Daily Bugle, but that's out of a better comic series. Anyways.
Allegedly. But we have Pryor shows up again, and he is talking to... Well, he's kind of yelling at Batman and Superman. He's like, I need help before... you guys need to listen to me before I disappear and something bad happens. Oh, no, I'm disappearing.
This kind of threw me off right here, because he says that their legends reached his world long before his exile. How is that even possible with the time differentiation?
Comic science. Okay. This is one of those things I was... tidbits that I'm like...
Where things don't add up like they should.
Batman says he disappeared just like Flash did. He disappeared nothing like Flash.
No.
Flash disintegrated.
Yeah, this but guy whatever. Just kind of like bleep bloop. I'm out.
We go to the time of the Great Disaster. So we are now on Earth 1, allegedly... in the future.
Sometime in the future, in a timeline that stands between modern Earth and a 30th century which knows nothing of its existence.
Yeah, we've got
which
the
doesn't
modest...
make any sense. How would the 30th century know nothing of the Earth's existence when they have all these people that time traveled back and forth between there?
Maybe this isn't the Earth one, then. Maybe this is a different Earth. Either way, it is an Earth timeline where humans are dead. There's only one human left, Commandy, the last boy on Earth. And everybody else is nothing but animals. Yeah. Talking sentient animorphs. Animorphs?
No, they're animals.
Well, it's animals that talk. What's that?
Personified?
Never mind.
No, an animorph would be somebody that...
morphs into. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. Don't let it happen again.
It'll happen again.
Yeah, probably. That's fine.
But yeah, so this one we have Commandy, and he gets saved by old Superman. And
we call him Old Superman because he's got the...
he's old Superman.
He's got the white along the sides, like Mr. Fantastic type of look to it.
Well, we can call him Kal-El. Kal-El. And then
as opposed
call
to
the other one Kal-El.
This is Kal-El, not to be confused with Kal-M or Kal-P.
Anyway. What happens is that the shadow figures are there again. They're attacking...
Ooga booga!
On this tower...
I guess we should probably mention that Salivar starts talking to
Commandy,
who is that? Like, does he actually have a comic of his own? I assume
Commandy. Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, I have no idea going into any of this.
And you're fine.
But he's like, "Are you one of Czar Gorilla or whatever the hell he calls him?" And he's like, "Happily, I'm not. I'm just like a really smart dude.
Just
and,
myself.
We can be buddies."
Yeah. We have a quick panel of Harbinger coming into the Monitor's satellite. Early in the first issue, we didn't touch on when Monitor sent Harbinger out, he went to the JLA satellite to go grab Alex Luthor,
the baby,
and now he's more of a toddler.
No, actually, he's more like, I thought he was like 5 or 6.
No, I think he's like 3 or 4 in this one.
Look at the size between him and Harbinger, though.
No, I know.
Of course, I guess that could just be their drawing.
The unique thing is that he is...
aging rapidly.
Well, not only that, but he is kind of infused with both matter and antimatter.
Yeah, you can see the like little speckles of the antimatter in him.
Yeah, which is, I mean...
foreshadowing.
It's important, yeah. We go to Atlantis, where...
need a sound for foreshadowing.
That costs money. I don't want to put in.
Foreshadow. No. There you go. Got it.
Isolate it. Put it underneath. We go to Atlantis where Arion is there. This is home. We've got Obsidian and Psycho Pirate.
And Psycho Pirate's all like, "Oh man, I'm going to fuck with all their emotions." And Arion's like, "I will rape your face."
So when Pariah shows up, "Well, I'm going to fuck with this guy's emotions." Before much could really anything can happen, the
Arion blasts Psycho Pirate.
Well, Arion gets attacked by Psycho Pirate, so Arion is starting to have some...
after
effects. Obsidian helps them. While they are waiting, while Obsidian is doing that, Psycho Pirate gets...
abducted.
Ghosted away, I guess.
He gets blasted by this red beam that basically looks like it disintegrates him. But then
kinda,
he materializes elsewhere.
He is now in the thrall of the Other.
So. Yeah, this person that we don't know, this Shadow Master.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Monitor is like, "All right, well," or Harbinger's like, "Well, we lost Psycho Pirate." And Monitor's like,
"Yeah.
Ah, shit."
Well, shucks.
Harbinger
guess
does ask.
Nothing's going as planned.
Shocker. Harbinger does ask, "You know, why don't we get Raven? She's an empath. She could work. She could maybe help." And Psycho Pirate, or the Monitor does say, "I have no idea where her location is, where she's at." Which lines up with the book, because after she defeated Trigon, she disappeared.
Yeah.
So, I am liking how everything is falling into place with that.
And then right here, Monitor's like, "I guess it's time to get my files on the new Dr. Light. It's time to create her."
Yeah.
So
we have the Monitor trying to create, I guess, the means to create Dr. Light. I'm not entirely sure. But he knows he's running out of time.
Yeah.
Because his... enemy is moving quicker than he thought, and the monster's weakness is starting to happen more and more. Harbinger does come to the Other and kind of reports in what's going on. And that's kind of how we end this last issue, is she's not liking that she's betraying her father figure.
But she can't stop herself from doing it.
Exactly. So.
Because she's been kind of...
brainwashed.
Yeah.
Basically.
But, you know, we've got this... the last things that the monitor says in this one is, "Resist as if temptation is Lila, through you, through the child from Earth 3, and through the man who calls himself Pariah. Only through all of you and all of my champions shall a universe that still lives survive." Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Crisis on Infinite Earths.